Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz on the street, on the air, and now we're going to be talking about tax and tax lessons. I'm joined by Rendani Makatu. He's a tax intern and expatriate tax support specialist at Tax Consulting South Africa. Rendani, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. What's the most important thing that you would like our listeners to know when it comes to tax?
Thank you so much, and appreciate the pleasure to join you tonight. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, the most important thing that I would like our listeners to know and understand about tax is mainly the transition, especially myself being an intern at our current firm, Tax Consulting South Africa, is the importance of you being always on top of your game with the recent changes that are happening in our tax world, because the transition from what you come with from university to the real tax practice is a bit different. Mm-hmm. So it is always key that you keep yourself on par with the recent changes and all the tax law that is happening currently in our country.
I mean, that's quite an intimidating thing. You are dealing with day-to-day life. You're dealing with the price of food going up, the price of electricity going up, you know, dealing with your day-to-day life, and now you still need to deal with tax. So maybe you're going to break down for us the top three things when it comes to, especially people who may be thinking about leaving the country.
100%. And thank you so much around that. So it is important to understand that, especially if you want to go and work abroad as a South African resident, that you need to seize your South African tax residency. Mm-hmm. And you might ask yourself why. And the defining line around this is that there is a difference between how SARS treats tax residents and non-tax residents. And for me to explain this is for one to understand that as a tax resident, you are taxed on your worldwide income. But if you are now living abroad and you haven't seized your tax residency, SARS still deems you as a South African tax residency, mm-hmm. meaning that even though you are living and working abroad, you will still be taxed for the income that you are earning in a foreign country in South Africa. However, if you seize your South African tax residency, SARS will then only tax you on the South African source income, or to break it down simply, any income that is generated here in South Africa.
Mm. How do you let SARS know that actually, you know what, I'm wrapping it up, I'm leaving, I'm not here, stop taxing me?
That's a very good question. And for you to alert SARS, there's what we at our firm call the golden letter. Mm-hmm. And this is a non-resident confirmation letter from SARS. And this is done through an application directly to SARS. Therefore, if you have the prospect of leaving South Africa and working abroad, you need to formally make SARS aware through applying for this non-resident confirmation letter that, you know what, SARS, I am going overseas and intend to go and work and stay there. And for those reasons, I believe I shouldn't be categorized and recognized as a South African tax resident, but rather a non-South African tax resident.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming you're doing this, as you're saying, for long-term purposes. If you're going for, let's say you're interning, you know, in another country for a year, you don't need to do that, or you still need to do that?
You can do that. Mm-hmm. For example, there are two processes that we look upon. And the first one is financial immigration. So when you financially emigrate from South Africa, now you're looking at it from a long-term basis. Now you're saying that I might spend more than 5 years or even 10 years abroad. And for those reasons, you permanently want to seize your South African tax residency. Mm-hmm. But you can also seize your South African tax residency through a double tax agreement. South Africa holds double tax agreements with various countries. And this would mean that you want to seize it on a temporary basis. You anticipate that in the near future, you will come back. Like you're saying, you can go and intern for a year at another country. But within that period, you ensure that you're not double taxed in a foreign country as well as South Africa while you're working abroad.
Mm-hmm. And so when you are thinking about leaving, there are also hidden traps or things you may not think about, as you said in this piece that you've penned, things that you may not find in a textbook. What are the hidden traps? And also, can you, hide things from SARS? Because some people say, you know what, actually you can do creative accounting, and some people say SARS will find everything eventually.
Well, I'd unfortunately like to break it to the audience and the listeners today that you definitely cannot hide from SARS. SARS sees more than you think. And how would you ask yourself? Is that, you know, SARS has extensive network through third-party data sources. And locally, SARS requires your banks, your insurers, medical aid schemes, retirement funds, you can mention more, to submit what we call electronic reports, known as IT3 services, to SARS in order for them to know what you are earning and what you are receiving as part of your income. Mm-hmm. And some might ask themselves, but internationally, how would SARS know? Mm-hmm. But SARS also knows your information and your income and all the contributions that you are making and receiving through the Automatic Exchange Information Framework, mm-hmm. where tax authorities around the world automatically share financial account information. Therefore, you cannot hide. So all in all, SARS does not rely on the taxpayer's honesty, but it cross-checks declarations against hard data through this third-party sources, ensuring that what you declare is well in alignment with the numbers that reveal your income.
Mm-hmm. Rendani Makatu, tax intern and expatriate tax support specialist at Tax Consulting South Africa. So good to have you on the show. Thank you so much, and all the best with the rest of your intern program at Tax Consulting South Africa.
Thank you so much for having me. I'd like to conclude with one famous quote by Will Rogers, that the only difference between death and taxes is that death doesn't get worse every time Congress meets. Therefore, if you're considering emigration, do not leave the loose ends behind. Get advice, file accurately, prove your case before SARS proves it to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Rendani.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.